the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One by one, the foreman recited the 48 counts. 45 times he followed up with the word guilty. Sandusky kept his hands in his pocket and looked to his left at the jury box. He showed little emotion, and when Judge John Cleland sternly revoked his bail, Sandusky was taken off to jail. It's likely he'll never leave.
Well, that is the big one. Sports Talk Radio, General Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, all about this weekend, the conviction of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. You got to know that was coming after his own son testified, right? Guilty on 45 of the 48 charges of sexual molestation with children. So that verdict is where we get started. This hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on what's been going on over the weekend in the world of issue-oriented talk radio. From CNN, a lot of what goes on the radio is a result of discussions on television, you know that. Here's Randy Kaye talking to legal analyst Holly Hughes about how quickly the jury came back with all these guilty verdicts.
Any surprises here? I mean, it took them, what, about 21 hours?
Right. Which, if you break it down, Randy, is about half an hour each charge, because he was looking at 48 counts, 21 hours, break it down that way. And bear in mind, too, that they acquitted him on three charges, so you know they spent more time arguing about those three. This was a very fast verdict.
An awfully quick trial. What does that tell us, though, about them? I mean, about really the case that the prosecution put on?
Well, the prosecution had one wonderful thing going for it, and that was the amount of witnesses, survivors, who were going to take the stand and say, this happened to me. The defense couldn't then turn around and paint it as, well, this is one or two people looking to make a buck. You know, if they can criminally find him responsible, then civilly they can sue him. We saw a lot of those kind of accusations and defenses in some other high-profile cases, Michael Jackson, for instance. And what the prosecution had, even though it was a very late outcry, we're talking 10, 15 years ago, so there's no physical evidence, there's no forensics, none of those things that the American public is spoiled now because of shows like CSI, so they expect all that. What they had was they had 10 young men who came forward and told similar stories about a predator, about a monster, who did these horrible things to them. And that was the strength of the case. And it all comes down to, when you clear away physical evidence, what did the jury have to consider? One thing and one thing only, and that was the credibility of those survivors. So all they had to say was, do you believe victim number one? And they were called victim at the time of trial. They're now survivors because they triumphed.
Sandusky's certainly saying he'll appeal, but how do you appeal on 45 counts?
Well, you appeal errors of law. People think, oh, you know, you just appeal because you don't like the verdict. No, you have to find something very specific that the judge did wrong during the course of the trial. He admitted improper evidence. Jury selection was done improperly based on a ruling he made. And when it comes down to an appeal, you have to have something to hang your hat on. Because there isn't any physical evidence, there isn't scientific evidence, so they cannot raise that saying you admitted improper evidence. It's all about witness credibility, and so an appeals court will not disturb the ruling of a jury in those instances. Right. So I don't see an appellate issue here, I really don't.
Nah, he's gone. And is it good riddance? 800-510-8255. This is the kind of a case that would go to the Supreme Court under any circumstances. Jerry Sandusky, former Penn State assistant football coach, founder of the Second Mile Charity for Children, convicted of molesting boys in the 15-year period in focus here. Here's host John McDonald with Aaron Katursky of ABC about Sandusky going to prison and never getting out.
This is, in effect, a life in prison, don't they expect?
It is. The sentence is almost absurd to say. It's about 500 years in prison, what's possible when he's sentenced in 3 months, but mandatory minimums are going to keep him in jail for the rest of his life.
You were right in the courtroom, because I've listened to your reports. You're sitting right behind him?
Well, he was up at the front, and we're all behind, so we couldn't see his face, but you could see his shoulders, and they kind of slumped, as each passing guilty verdict was read by the jury foreman in a loud and clear voice. And what was notable about the verdict, I think, was its breadth. They had doubts on a couple of charges, three. But in each and every case of the 10 victims that prosecutors said were abused by Jerry Sandusky, the jury found at least some reason to convict. And so Jerry Sandusky has now off to prison as a common pedophile, no longer the one-time likely successor to Joe Paterno.
Wow. So he is off to jail now. Probably, will it be the jail he'll be spending the rest of his time in?
Not necessarily. There's a jail here locally where he'll spend at least the next 3 months, and then his sentencing is scheduled, sometime 3 months from now. And from there, there are a number of options as to where he could go. But regardless, it's going to be behind bars. And to victims, according to their attorneys, that they are simply relieved and feeling like they contributed to justice being done, because 8 of the 10 boys that Jerry Sandusky preyed upon testified against him, and the jury left no doubt that they believed them.
800-510-8255. This is cut and dry. Was it over as far as you're concerned? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and the other social media. Just go to the box, the listen box at DougStephan.com. Jerry Sandusky arrested in November after a long investigation by a statewide grand jury. He'd been a very successful defense coach for the Nittany Lions for 30 years. Prosecutors said he used his fame to attract victims. What would you do under the circumstances if you were there? I mean, there's not much choice. The judge even gives the minimums for all these counts. As the gentleman there just said, he's gone for life. Is that the appropriate thing? In my mind, it is, but you tell me what's in your mind, because that's what this is all about. Opinion, concern, input, 800-510-TALK at 13 past the hour on today's Countdown.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer Confidence Reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information. source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water-related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-99-SAFER.
800-510-55. Jerry Sandusky is the focus, the verdict, and his future: involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, indecent assault of young children, unlawful contact with minors, corruption of minors, endangering the welfare of children. Those were the charges. Here's radio host Garrett Quinn talking to media analyst Matt Wilding and Jin Dominguez about why people in positions of power tend to help people like Sandusky cover up crimes like this.
What strikes me about these cases, and you also have it in the Catholic Church too, a Monsignor in the Archdiocese of Pennsylvania was just found guilty of covering up for other pedophile priests. I've never understood why in cases like this, and in the Sandusky case and the case of the Church, why do people in positions of power in large institutions and important institutions hide for these guys and not bring it into the light and not protect the people that make up their institute, that make up the reason for the existence of their institution, as opposed to the people that work for the institution. I've never understood that. Let's set aside the clear and obvious moral reasons to present this. But if you're concerned about protecting the integrity of your institution, wouldn't you want to purge these people and get them out instead of coddle them and protect them? I've never understood that.
Yeah, the Penn State one particularly is interesting to me. You see someone like Joe Pa, who is an institution in school, and he's well-respected as a coach, and he says he went through chain of command or whatever to report the things that happened with Sandusky, if anything was known about it at all. And if for me, you walk into a situation like this, and chain of command doesn't do what you want chain of command to do, you keep going. It's a big deal. These are children.
Yeah, but also I would think that questioning authority is not something that comes naturally to a lot of people.
Sure.
You know, it's especially when you're part of an institution, you know, you're employed by it, or you have friends who are employed by it, and you're part of the institution. I think for a lot of folks, that's why the Catholic Church, instead of, you know, reporting these priests, they moved them around. They moved them to from one parish to another. You know, it is far easier just to try to handle it internally than it is to approach the hard questions and deal with it and you know, go to law enforcement and do the right thing. Doing the right thing is not easy, as clearly the Catholic Church has showed, the Sandusky case showed.
All right, so the Catholic Church is under fire. There's a lot of focus on that story. Those gentlemen were talking about, once again, another priest, another Monsignor, another one of the hierarchy in the Catholic Church taken to task. Not often have these cases been tried because the political influence of the Catholic Church is so overwhelming. And then, in this case, with Penn State, their influence so overwhelming as well. So now, there are a lot of people listening to this program in Pennsylvania, especially in the area where Penn State is. What does this verdict in the sex abuse trial of Jerry Sandusky represent? Is it the end? Or is there another problem for the largest university in Pennsylvania? 800-510-8255. At least six of the eight known victims have private attorneys who are going to decide probably to sue not only Sandusky, but the university itself. A separate criminal trial will loom for Penn State and for the athletic director there and for the senior vice president of the school and Joe Paterno, had he lived. Is that appropriate? 800-510-8255. Is this enough? 21 after the hour.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the Jerry Sandusky trial being over, what's next at Penn State? Administration officials there who are concerned about the results of an internal investigation headed by former FBI Director Louis Free. He was hired by the university to review whether they ignored or failed to act appropriately on some of these early allegations. And the state grand jury continues its criminal inquiry, including a review of the university's dealings with Sandusky, Paterno. So this verdict is one thing, and the moment that was announced, the landscape of the next one becomes a new focus. Are you, by the way, the number of applicants down, I think it was 43%, as somebody told me. Penn State moving quickly to avert a wave of civil lawsuits, announcing right after the verdicts were announced they intend to compensate the victims of his abuse. But it's a public university. This is a state school. Where's the money coming from? If you live in Pennsylvania, it's coming from you, taxpayers. So what does this say about, I mean, this is something that could not only trickle up to the people who run Penn State, it's going to have political impact on the politicians statewide, the governor. You know about this? Why wasn't something done when the rumors started floating, whoever the governor was at the time? Who else is vulnerable here? 800-510-8255. Here's another radio account of this. Lisa Ann Walter on her program talks to callers about punishment for somebody like Sandusky, who is a cur by most evaluations.
Hal and Sherman Oaks, what did you want to say? Is this about Jerry Sandusky?
Yes, and about punishment for perverts in general. And it's my belief that the best punishment absolutely minimizes the chance of recidivism happening in the first place.
What is that?
That's the real crime, is letting these people out. I don't really care about torture or revenge so much as I care about preventing these tragedies from just cascading generation after generation. So specifically, what I recommend is a very long sentence for the first offense, and then if there's a second offense, that's it, case over.
I think a lot of people agree with you, Hal, because from everything we've read, this is not, thanks so much, Hal, for calling, this is not something that goes away. If that becomes ingrained in you, that is where your sexuality lies, they've done studies. This is not something they can reason out of you or give you enough therapy and it goes away. At least not that I've heard about. Phil in Newport Beach.
I have thought about how to dish out the punishment. If the defendant is found guilty and sentenced to prison time,
mm-hmm.
don't let him know for how long. Let him rot and day to day think about, am I going to get out in my lifetime?
Wow.
Is it tomorrow? Is it next month, next year, 10 years, 20 years? Don't tell him.
Wow, Phil. The chill just went up my spine. That is, they'll never let anybody do that because they'll call it cruel and unusual. But I got to tell you, if you think about a kid, and Phil, that's ingenious. Thanks for calling with that one. Because if you think about a kid who, God forbid, is put in the purview, under the control of somebody with designs on hurting them, whether it's sexual abuse or hurting them, abusing them, and that kid goes every night to sleep, I wonder if he's going to come in my room. I wonder if I'm going to get beat today. I wonder if he's going to lose his temper. I wonder if I'm going to get caught in a dark part of the house or mom's not going to be home. I mean, if you think about it, it's the same thing, isn't it? Just all your life wondering and waiting when you're going to be hurt and nobody's there to help you. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what you get, jerk.
Are there new standards that are needed for these sorts of things in school? So the verdicts in the Jerry Sandusky trial are so overwhelming that it suggests there shouldn't have been any doubt early on that he represented a threat to children. So Penn State's got to deal with that. Clever lawyers are already working on a way to get into their shorts anyway. 28 past the hour.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So now we're done with Jerry Sandusky. Let's move on to the discussion of immigration, the economy, the effect on it. The Sunday morning news programs on television spent a lot of time on this, so we'll take some excerpts from them and see if you have some input as well. Or is this just the same old, is there anything new here? 800-510-8255. Often what happens, these Sunday morning programs are the spur onto discussion. Some of the news talk radio programs take audio and then they get people's reaction to it. I'm thinking that this has had its cycle now, and people will be moving on to some other things. But listen, it could be that there are some who stick to this, and we are interested in taking the pulse of the nation, stations all over the country, so maybe it works in some areas and doesn't in others. Let's get to CBS's Face the Nation now, as Bob Schieffer talks to Governor Rick Perry about the difference between what the president is saying about illegal immigration and what he, Perry, said during his primary contests.
You said some tough things about Mitt Romney back during the primaries, but now you're a Romney man. How do you think he's doing?
Well, we all said some tough things about each other. That's what competition's about and contests. So, but I think Governor Romney is very focused on the issues that are important to the vast majority of the people out there, and that's the economy. This president has overseen the loss of 1.4 million jobs. We're now into the deficit position this country's ever been in because of the uncontrolled spending that has gone on with the stimulus program. So Mitt Romney's very steady job-creating focus on allowing the private sector to create those jobs is spot on. Most Americans understand that. They're ready to have a change in Washington, D.C.
Let me ask you.
In 2015.
The thing that was at the top of the news this week, of course, was immigration. We heard the president make his announcement that he's not going to deport the children of some of the illegals, children who were brought in here when they were very young. During the primary, Governor Romney accused you of giving a subsidy to some of the illegals because you were going to let them go to school at the University of Texas and the other state schools at the in student rate. And here's what you said about it.
If you say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought there by no fault of their own. I don't think you have a heart.
So that's a pretty tough thing, Governor. How can you come off saying that and now say you think he's the man?
Well, what we were talking about there is the economic impact that it has on the states. And these two issues of which President Obama and what we as governors have to deal with are completely and absolutely different. President Obama is going around the Congress and, frankly, a very lawless way of doing it. He's basically, he couldn't get it done through Congress, so he's just basically, during a election year, using this as a political wedge issue. Very, very different.
800-510-8255. All right, so Rick Perry, Bob Schieffer trying to make him uncomfortable. That's what the news guys do. I'm not sure he accomplished what he was trying to get at, but at any rate, you know what, in terms of Romney, does it make a difference, all of this stuff, at all? 800-510-8255. In other words, would you change your opinion and vote for Obama because of Rick Perry having changed his stripes? On Fox, Chris Wallace talked to Britt Hume and Kristen Powers about the differences between what President Obama and Mitt Romney have been saying in terms of immigration reform.
The big news this week, it seemed to me, Britt, was the back and forth over immigration. You had both Obama, first Romney, go down to Orlando, to Disney World, to talk about their immigration policy. How do you think that went? And Who won? Who lost?
Well, the president was certainly driving the agenda on this issue this week because of the enforcement policy that he announced. It's been argued by some that it was
just real quickly that they're going to halt deportation of people between
certain category of people below a certain age who came here with their parents through supposedly no fault of their own, and who have no criminal record, and they'll be allowed to stay in the country.
Either going to school or serving in the military.
Right, and they will be permitted to work in this country, which is, I think, the most desirable part of it as far as they're concerned. The attempt is, of course, obviously to appeal to Hispanics, an area of considerable weakness for Republican candidates for president. I'm not sure that this is more than a one-week story, though, and I think the Romney campaign was intelligent not to be drawn into some full-throated attack on it and so forth, but, you know, to criticize the process mildly and then move on to other things, because it's, you know, I think any time Romney is drawn from discussing the big issue of the day, the economy, onto some other issue, he doesn't do as well.
Now, in Romney's speech, he did a couple of points. First of all, he said, on the economy, hey, look, this president hasn't done that much for you. Unemployment among Hispanics is 11%, much higher than it is for the general population. And he also said, you know, this guy had 3.5 years. He talked about comprehensive immigration reform. He didn't do it.
Right.
Now he comes back in the eve of the campaign and announces this, and it's just a stopgap measure.
Yeah.
Was that persuasive?
I think it's the best argument he could make, definitely. And he's right, and they know that he made all these promises to bring up comprehensive immigration reform and didn't do it. This is an overtly political decision. One I agree with substantively, but it's clearly political. But for Obama, what works to Obama's advantage and against Romney, and it's really no fault of Romney's, is the Republican primary. And so I think that so alienated a lot of Hispanic voters. The question is whether or not Romney can convince them that he doesn't hold these views towards their community. It's not the only issue that they vote on, but if they feel that party is hostile to them, then that's going to work to Obama's advantage.
800-510-8255. All right, anything new there? You stimulated by any of this sort of thing? I'm not. I think what Britt Hume said. This is a weak story. Weak, not W-E-E. Well, maybe W-E-A-K and W-E-E-K. From CNN, Candy Crowley talks to Ed Gillespie, who's a Romney advisor. He's unwilling to explain here how Romney would handle the change to immigration policy that the president has made, should he win the election, of course.
When it comes to immigration reform, here's what we know. We know that he wants to do it in a civil, bipartisan way and have immigration reform to include something like what the president did by executive directive. What we don't know is, A, will he keep the directive in place? while he works out immigration reform in a more holistic manner.
Well, a couple of things, Kenny. First of all, we saw what the president did this week was, to take a short-term
game. Romney.
Every executive action that President Obama has taken will be subject to review. In the case of this case, it will be subject to review as to whether or not it's legal. There's legitimate questions about the legality of it. And everyone that he'll take from here on forward will be subject to review and subject to
reveal. Sure, we know it's review, but isn't it important? Look, you know, not just for these kids that are involved or these young 20-somethings that are involved who now say, oh, wow, I can, you know, if I meet certain criteria, I can get my working papers, you know, come January 20th or 21st, whenever the inauguration is, if Mitt Romney is the president, they could lose that. Shouldn't there be some certainty, whether it's immigration or what he wants to cut in order to sustain tax cuts that he wants? There's no specifics here that we can look at, that voters can look at and say, oh, okay, here's what he wants to do. I support that. And immigration is one of those. It's such a simple question. Would he keep that in place until he gets a broader reform?
Yeah, two parts to the question. Let me take the first part. First of all, Governor Romney's plan to grow jobs and to bring America back has been something we've been trying to lay out for weeks now. In fact, we've had a series of ads called Day One that would say if, you know, Governor Romney's elected president, what would it look like? We'd approve the Keystone Pipeline or repeal Obamacare, get tough with China and stop them from manipulating currency. So we are laying out specifics. Well, we are laying out specifics. Now, let me go back to the other question.
Immigration.
Like I said, immigration. So between now and November, it's clear that the Oval Office is an extension of the Chicago campaign headquarters, and they're going to make a lot of political moves, and there are a lot of other target demographics that the president will try to appeal to with executive actions. We're going to review all of these. If President Romney is elected, he will review all of these.
You can't tell me today whether he would leave that in place.
What I'm telling you is all of these are subject to review and repeal.
All right. So let's be better at this than these last two voices were. Identity politics is what it's called. When you're identified, for example, President Obama easily identified with black voters, right? And liberal voters. And maybe women to a point, although that's now in question big time. And on the other side, Romney is supposedly big with people who have money, white people not black, you know, that all that stuff. It's called identity politics. But now that the administration says it doesn't want to deport young illegal immigrants, there is a lot of wondering going on as to whether Romney's criticism of the move and all the ambiguity that you just heard, for example, will hurt him among Latin voters. The former governor of Massachusetts has his campaign focusing on an answer. The campaign on Friday unveiled a number of new supporters and a message that they have about jobs. President Obama has let down the Hispanic community instead of spurring economic growth and job creation. His policies have led to the Hispanic small businesses falling behind. This is Victor Cabral saying that. And there are some other Latinos and Hispanics who are now on the record criticizing the Obama administration and supporting Romney's suggestions as to how to help Latinos, whereas President Obama has harmed, they say. What about that? 800-510-8255. More on this. That's an interesting twist on this, don't you think? 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deed-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about orange juice and life.
You know, in the morning, you want to have the delicious glass of orange juice, and you're going to make it on your own. You're going to take that orange, you're going to slice it, you're going to put it in the juicer machine, and you're going to squeeze everything you possibly can out of that orange. There's not going to be anything left over. There's not going to be any pulp at all. You're going to get everything that you deserve from that orange. Do you do the same thing with life? Do you take life and squeeze everything out of it? Do you go ahead and say to yourself, here is my opportunity, here is my life, here is everything that I'm capable of doing, and then go ahead and then you squeeze it, either daily, either weekly, either monthly, or your entire life. Take that orange juice, peel it back, squeeze it, and squeeze everything that you possibly can out of life so you can enjoy the flavor, the variety, and the wonderful taste that life will bring you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
800-510-8255, immigration reform, the focus of this discussion from radio host Joe Bartlett, talking to the director of Citizenship and Naturalization Project in New York.
It's not as clear cut may have seemed at first.
Well, you know, the person is going to have to prove they were here before the age of 16. So not everyone's going to qualify. A person cannot be have passed the age of 31, the 31st birthday, and they're going to have to show that they have to be here for 5 years, have been here for 5 years. But, you know, if they meet that criteria and they don't have a criminal record, they should be able to get a legal status for at least 2 years and employment authorization. And we don't really know what the process is going to be for applying, as you mentioned, and the Immigration Service has yet to issue guidelines, so we really can't tell people what to do. But there are a lot of organizations and services that are going to be available throughout the city, and I think we're going to be able to help those who do qualify get their status.
Now, I understand that from an illegal immigrant standpoint, they are very reluctant to give details and to register and tell people who they are, where they are, just any personal information for fear of actually being deported, no matter what the officials in government are saying. Do you think there's going to be some trepidation with this?
I think there is. Yeah, there is some trepidation already. We're hearing from a number of people. But what we're trying to do in CUNY, what I'm trying to do in my daily news column and my syndicated column, is to try to encourage people to apply. As I always put it, if it was my sister or my wife or my brother or my son, and they qualified, I would have them file an application. And the reason for that is that if more of these people come out from the shadows and people realize that these are their neighbors, these are their valedictorians in their high school, these are the star of the soccer team or the football team, they're going to have a more sympathetic view, and it's going to be difficult for the government to go backwards. And even some of the Republican leadership, including candidate Romney, has said things like, well, Obama didn't do it right, but we need some kind of solution for these people. So I think that, well, I know people are afraid. Part of my job is to discourage them from being afraid and get them to get their applications in. Of course, they should check with someone who knows about it. We're encouraging everyone to seek assistance from some kind of legal expert. There are a lot of private agencies that are going to be providing services, including CUNY. And, you know, but I think people ought to apply. I think it's a mistake not to.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Right, what America's talking about with regard to what's in the news, the big significant news stories, most of them are political, and thus the case with Obamacare and a decision that probably comes out this week, because usually the Supreme Court makes all their announcements before they go on summer recess in the last week of June, and we happen to be in the last week of June. So let's get a couple of different pieces of this pie. First, from MSNBC, Chris Hayes talking to Dr. Herbert Smitherman of Health Center Detroit Medical Group. They talk about what he, the doctor, thinks people need to know about the Affordable Care Act. This MSNBC, remember, is from the left, so this will probably be skewed in that direction.
You're working with in a community health center that is attending to the needs of folks who don't have very much money. I guess I want to start with, have their lives or lot improved under the Affordable Care Act? Are there things the Affordable Care Act have done for them that we do not know about, that are one of these under-the-radar aspects of the bill that haven't been trumpeted or given much publicity?
Definitely. In cities like Detroit, where we've seen a loss of almost 60% of our primary care physicians, and with a population of almost 800,000 people, with 200,000 people who are uninsured, this act will actually, in its full enactment, will cover about 170,000 of those 200,000. So what has initially been passed when the bill was released in 2010 are things like temporary risk pools, where those who are uninsured that have pre-existing illnesses that really had nowhere to go. The bill actually funded about $5 billion for 50 states to form temporary risk pools immediately so that people who are uninsured, pre-existing illnesses, could start getting health care. Small business tax credits, that definitely helped, because many of the I don't know if it initially or helped businesses add people to their health care rolls, but clearly it stopped small businesses from dropping people by having 35% tax credits for for those who are, if they spend money on health care insurance. And clearly, we've seen even my kids, with the expansion of coverage for those who are up to age 26. I mean, that's been critical. We've seen that law and that part of the law definitely expand coverage for kids, about 3 million people in the United States.
That's the only way to get it. 800-510-8255. This is my anecdotal question. Here's talk host Esme Murphy with Tim Johnson, political science professor at the University of Minnesota, about how he thinks the Supreme Court may rule on Obamacare. A little bit for everybody, you think?
Most experts that I have looked at, that I've read about, their analysis is that some part of the legislation is going to get tossed, and the odds on favorite for what part of it's going to get tossed is the mandate that says by 2014 most Americans will be required to have some form of health insurance or else they'll have to pay a penalty. Are you on that page as well?
Sure, I think that's a pretty accurate assessment. And again, it's an accurate assessment if the argument is that the law is going to be struck down as unconstitutional. It's interesting because I do believe that if the justices do try to salvage some of it, it's going to be difficult to do, and that's what other scholars say as well. Because once you strike the personal mandate, it's hard to keep, as what people call it, all the goodies that I think most Americans would like to have in terms of their health insurance coverage. But I think that's right. If something will be stricken, it will be that major mandate, and then it's possible that some other portions of the law will be upheld.
All right, but that's an interesting point that you make. So you're saying if, in fact, it is that portion that is struck down, which is what most people seem to think is likely to happen, you're saying if that does happen, in essence, it really dismantles the entire law for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely one way that it can be looked at. Now, I mean, there are certainly ways the justices can go about saving parts of the law. I mean, the problem that Congress had and the position that it put itself in is that it really didn't add severability clauses. And so Congress very easily could have, in a very strategic fashion, said, we will pass the law the way that we like it now, but we will allow portions to be severed. And so if you say we can't mandate individuals to have coverage, but we think that other portions fall within congressional power, that is to do things like get rid of the idea of pre-existing conditions, that's one way Congress could have passed the law. It certainly didn't, and that puts the justices in a much more difficult position, but I still think the justices could make an argument on their own to say, let's just sever one portion and uphold some others.
Thanks to folks listening in El Paso this morning, and Honolulu, and Fresno, and Allentown, and Johnson City. Glad that you know about the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.